I seek you. The more I prize you, the more I like you. The more I love you.
One more time.
The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, the more I love you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand. Lean back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt at your feet,
overwhelming. I'll wait for the music. Thank you. Give God thanks. Some of you guys may not have fathers. And one of the things when I first held my son in my arms, I had that overwhelming feeling of just wanting to take care of him. I used to lay back on the couch and he would just lay on my chest. And I can feel him almost starting to breathe according to my heartbeat. And for some reason, like particularly Asher, he didn't want to be held by very many people at all. But when he was with me, he just fell asleep. He would just curl up because he was so upset. so with this, like, this song touches me because it makes me think, like, that's what our Father God does to us. He wants us to curl up and just fall asleep in His chest. So as we say this, I sometimes it's hard for you to picture, but I want you just to grab that feeling. I want to sit at your feet. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you, breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I'm melting your heat, it's overwhelming. One more time. One more time with all your heart.
I'm so
holiness and comfort to so many things. Absolute perfect perfection. Nothing missing. No mistakes. No character flaws. The creator of the universe who is so holy, he wants to reveal himself to us. I'm not going to sing this song, but it says, all glory, honor, power is yours, amen. All glory, honor, power is yours. All glory, honor, power is yours forever. That same God is the same God we spoke about in the first song. Holy God, wrap your arms right around us.
I'm so unworthy, but you still love me forever, my heart will sing of how great that you are.
The beauty of Christianity is that that same holy God did something so special for us. Not to take away from Jesus of being born and dying on the cross, but the beauty is that the Holy Spirit gets to be inside of us. And I see this song almost as like a love song. The power of His presence right inside of our heart. I just want to welcome the Holy Spirit.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're already your presence. Yeah. mercy, oh, oh, say. Then I become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. You are welcome. Comfort this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our heart longs for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
So I had some notes written out of exactly what I wanted to say today. But like Pastor Barbara mentioned last week, it is amazing how God allows those of us who are speaking, singing, whatever, to have kind of the same message flow throughout the whole time. And so I was amazed how Damon brought out the whole about having peace and having, like when we hold our children in our arms, there is such peace there. Because what I want to talk to you today is about how Jesus has a name called the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says this. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
一人の緑子が我々のために生まれた。一人の男の子が我々に与えられた。祭り事はその肩にあり、その名は善良なる父、才能の神、とこしえの父、平和の神と唱えられる。
Who knows what peace or peaceful means? What do you think when you hear peace? What do you think?
平和と聞いて何を思う
Calm.
落ち着き。
Nikki?
はい。
静か。
Kind of like it is right now. I want to tell you a story. And we'll start off with this picture of this house. This is our house back in Arkansas. Right when we first bought it in 2007. And it was out in the country. And it looks peaceful. And it was until April of 2010. That night, the peace was shattered by a tornado. Tornadoes are really, really strong storms. And they are very powerful and have very strong winds. Up until this night, I loved thunderstorms. That porch that was in front of this house, I would go out on that porch and watch the thunderstorms coming. But this night, thankfully, our older daughter warned us and said they are saying the typhoon, the tornado is coming at our house, at our street. And so Renee and I grabbed all the kids and we got into the hallway under a table. And all of a sudden there's this loud explosion, and the roof tore off the house. And now this was at night time, so of course it was instantly dark as well, and we could not see. And then we could feel the house pick up off the ground. And I grabbed as many of my kids as I said could. And said, "Dear Lord, help us, we're going to die." I guarantee you that was the scariest time of my whole life. As a father, as a husband, I had no control and I could not protect my family. But as soon as I said that prayer, the house instantly sat back on the ground. And so, like I said, it was nighttime. We really couldn't see. But I had a friend who came out and got us and took us to their house. When we went back the next morning, this is what my house looked like. There was pretty much nothing left. Except shattered wood, broken glass, and nails everywhere. And yet the only thing that happened to any of us was Renee had a scratch on her ankle. Now, after that night, do you think any of us like thunderstorms? It was actually several months before we could sleep through storms again. And that's because God has given us His peace, and we know that He is in control and that He can save us and protect us. So how many of you have ever been afraid in the dark? Have you ever been afraid during a typhoon or a bad thunderstorm? And what about earthquakes? Have you been afraid during earthquakes? But you know God is with you and God can protect you. And His Holy Spirit can give you that peace that Damon was talking about. No matter what is going on. I want to read one more verse, or two verses, out of Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus."
何事も思い忘れてはならない。ただ、ことごとに感謝を持って祈りと願いを捧げ、あなた方の求めるところを神に申し上げればよい。そうすれば、人生では到底計り知ることのできない神の平安が、あなた方の心と思いと、キリストイエスにあって守るであろう。
So I always feel when God does something in the service where peace was brought up earlier by Damon, and peace is now into my lesson here, that God really wants you to get this message.
Yeah, そしてメッセージをつなげてくれることによって本当に平和について語ってくださっているんだなと思います。
And so when things happen like what last week where the kids' message and the adults' message just mesh together so well、
先週も同じようにこのキッズのメッセージと大人のメッセージが本当に調和して同じメッセージを与えてくださったように、
Brother Damon said earlier, what I say reinforces it about peace, the peace of God. That's the power of God's Holy Spirit speaking to us to encourage you guys. It's funny that Damon happened to mention how there is such peace when we are in the arms of God. Because so many times that's the image in my mind is as I hold my child, my children, there is such peace. And that's how it is when we areIn fellowship with God, and we were talking to God.
私も子供をこう抱きかかえるときに同じようなイメージが与えられています。
So just as my arms and Olivier's arms around his child right now, that is how God is with us.
私はミッキーを抱きかかえるオリビアさんがベースを抱きかかえるように、一緒の神様の腕が私たちを。
Even though you guys are just children, God wants that you to have that same peace. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for you for being such a good God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides and directs our words.And thank you for your Holy Spirit and give us such peace. And Lord, even though we don't deserve it, you allowed your Son to come to this earth and die for us. Thank you for your Spirit's presence.And thank you for speaking to us. We love you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now I have pressure, I have to have some coherency in my message.
I'm feeling, were you talking in English or Japanese?
Japanese, English, sorry. え、今日まずですね、あの招きの聖書として御言葉としてイザヤ書の55章を読みたいと思います。
So as a just a call to worship, a call to centering our eyes on God, I want to read from Isaiah chapter 55.
まず日本語で読みます。英語です。
First I'll read in Japanese and then in English.
渇きを覚えている者は皆水のところに来るがよい。金を持たない者も来るがよい。穀物を求めて食べよう。見て金を払うことなく、穀物を求め値を払うことなく、ご当主と父を得よ。なぜ糧にならぬ者のために金を払って払い、上を満たさぬ者のためにどうするのか。私に従えば良いものを食べることはできる。あなたたちの魂はその豊かさを楽しむであろう。耳を傾けて聞き、私のもとに来るがよい。従って魂の命を得よ。私はあなたたちと常しえの契約を結ぶ、ダビデに約束した真実の慈しみのゆえに、直接、主を尋ね求めよ、見出しうるときに、呼び求めよ、近くにいますから、神に逆らう者はその道を離れ、悪の行う者はその企みを捨てよ。 主に立ち返るならば主は憐れんでくださる。私たちの神に立ち返るならば豊かに許してくださる。じゃあ英語で読みましょう。
In English, if you can read English, please join me. Isaiah 55 from verse 1 to verse 7. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear, and come to me, hear, that your soul may live, and I will make you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader, a commander for the peoples. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the upright man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
今週は対抗節アドベントの第2週目です。
Today is the second Sunday of Advent.
私たちこの日
に、
イエス様を本当に迎える心の準備をしたいです。
So we really want to focus on preparing our hearts, preparing our hearts to receive the Lord.
本当にその意味を共に考えたいと思います。
I really want to think about what it means to welcome God, to receive Him.
天の神様が私たちを愛してくださった。
Our Father, God in heaven, loves us.
そしてイエス様は私たちに送ってくださった。
And He sent Jesus' Son for us.
イエス様は私たちの罪のために死んでくださった。
And Jesus died for our sins on the cross.
そしてイエス様は3日目によみがえってくださった。
And He rose on the third day.
そして私たちは来るべきイエス様を今待ち望んでいます。
And we can wait and hope for Him.
私たちは毎年クリスマスの時を決めて祝うことをしています。
Every year, at a certain time, a decided time, we celebrate Christmas, don't we?
それは私たちの助けになりますね。
And that really, is a support to us, isn't it?
私たちは毎年自分の心をもう一度神様に向ける、そういう準備の時が与えられます。
I'm sorry, but the kids gonna fall. Sorry, but it's just really dangerous.
神様は、私たち本当に神様の前に立つことを許す私たちを備えてくださいます。
God has forgiven us our sins so that we can draw close to Him.
私たちはイエス様を迎えるということは、
And what does it mean to receive Christ, to welcome Christ?
私たちがまた神様の元に帰ることでもあるんです。
And at the same time as we welcome Him, at the same time we can say it in another way that we go home to be with God.
一番良いクリスマスの準備は、
What is the best?Preparation that we can do for Christmas.
今日の神様、父なる神様に戻ることが一番の準備なんです。
And the best preparation that we can do for Christmas is to return to God.
お父さんのところに戻ることです。
Return to our Father God.
今日、デーモンとキャッフィーが賛美を導いてくださいました。
Today, Damon and Kathy led us in worship.
実はこれ僕のギターです。私が40年前に最初に買ったギターです。
And it's a guitar that I bought more than 40 years ago. Tell me things.
Can you say next song? Could you please?
父の胸に帰ろう帰ろう父の胸に帰ろう私たちを待ち続けてる父の胸に帰ろう帰ろうイエスの愛を受けよ受けよイエスの愛を受けよ
子たちの心に潜む罪を悔いて祈ろう祈ろう。
素晴らしい。下手なのでも賛美はしないのはね、皆さん分かると思うんですけれども。